Molly Hilly was the musical director of the Unitarian Church on 8th Street here in Los Angeles for 50 years. And he was the artistic director. And this was during the time when at that church, the balcony was full because it became a hideout and a refuge and a gathering place for the blacklisted artists of Los Angeles during the 50s. And they would go there and they'd do shows and they would entertain each other as they had been entertaining the entire country, but were no longer allowed to put their names on their work, or to, in many cases, even do their work because they were labeled as communists or fellow travelers. Molly Hilly published The People's Songbook, which is a very popular songbook from that era. One time, Molly Hilly was in New York, in Harlem, with Paul Robeson. And Paul Robeson walked out on the street, Molly behind him, and all of a sudden, of course, a crowd began to gather, and people began to come from all around until the whole street was full of people, and they began to shout, "Sing for us, sing for us." And Paul Robeson said, "Well, how can I? I don't have a piano." You know. And a whole bunch of fellas, three guys, ran up three stories of steps, picked up a piano, and carried it back down to the street and set it down next to Paul Robeson. And Molly Hilly sat down and played, and Paul Robeson sang on the streets of Harlem that day.